If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys. This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318.
Thank you.
Oh man, let me get the, I haven't heard this one in a while. Let me get the other one. I like the
other FOF one.
Oh yeah. You remember this one right here, right?
864-241-4318. Yeah. I play a good tambourine.
I like that.
I really do.
You've got moves.
Well, I don't need much.
You and Robert Goulet.
You just got to have rhythm.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Get a rhythm.
Get a rhythm.
That's my green.
Sean Bowie. Johnny Cash, page.
Oh, okay. Thank
Get
you.
With it, woman.
Johnny, she was thinking it was Louis Jordan. That's the singer of Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby. Now, let's get to this. The FOF line. It's a service we made for the community in our enjoyment.
I almost pulled a Johnny Cash clip of him laughing at his own fart, but it wasn't long enough.
The fart or the clip?
Both.
Oh.
He's in a booth.
They said he always blamed it on June Carter Cash.
He probably, brother, that wasn't me. That was Junie.
That was Roy Orbison. Roy Orbison was like, where am I?
He probably had all kinds of stories. John Wayne used to fart so bad.
Oh, God. All right, that's, the FOF line,
John
it
Wayne.
Is.
That's what the song hurts about.
It is set up for you to call when you're mad, upset, angry at someone, rather than go and get into a fight and getting arrested and having to call Rob. You call the FOF line first.
Yeah.
864-241-4318.
Yeah.
How about pumping gas? A lot of people don't know how to pump gas.
Oh, no.
They don't do it right.
Well, they put it in the wrong hole.
Wow.
I mean, how hard is it?
Well, she is. I'm telling you, she's a little frisky today.
I took that as sexual as well.
I wasn't being sexual. I'm just saying.
Somebody must
gas
have
gas tank.
Cougar trip.
How many holes do you have?
Well, don't you insert the pump thing in a hole?
The pump thing.
Okay. But what's the wrong hole?
Well, I'm just saying, how do you mess up pumping gas?
I know. So what's the wrong hole? Paige has tried to put gas in her exhaust pipe before, I can tell.
She
has put it in the exhaust pipe.
Did she ever say the pump thing?
No, I never have.
The pump thing. The N word we were looking for is nozzle.
Oh, nozzle.
Thank you for that.
And the quick addition of guess the N word is nozzle.
Can't play that anymore.
Did you
guess the F word? We can't play
nozzle?
That one either.
Guess and, the C word we can still do.
In the wrong place. That's all I'm saying.
Well, she's got a message for you people. Learn how
That's
to do it.
That's my belly button.
You know, what the f***ing hell? Can people not pump gas anymore? Why does it take them 20 minutes to get a tank of gas? Get your get it done, and get the f*** out of the way. The world was not revolving around your ass.
That was Larry the Cable Guy.
She's
it was. It was Tow Mater.
The people that park and then go in the store and take forever and then come out and you got to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've known those people.
You know, some people will, no matter what side the gas cap's on, they'll pull to the opposite side and then they'll stretch the hose over the car.
No, they didn't.
As someone who changed vehicles about 4 times in 5 years, when I learned the hack about your dash,
the little arrow that shows you which side it's on. So easy.
What was the car back in the day where the gas went in the back? You had to peel down the license plate.
You had to pull
the
license plate.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
You could hide drugs and stuff back there, too.
Yeah. You could. That's when you could buy inspection stickers, back when you had to have your car inspected. It's weird. We care about the road so much, but you don't have to get your car inspected no more.
Is that safe to have it that close? Well, I guess it is that close anyways. Never mind.
What, to the back?
The gas tank to have a...
You know, you think if you get rear-ended, is it going to explode?
Probably. Well, let's stick with the theme of cars, I guess you could say.
Enough car talk.
I'm sorry.
No.
If you drive a Tacoma, which I believe is a Toyota truck.
You are correct, sir.
And you have a gay pride sticker on it.
You do.
This gentleman's talking about you.
Uh-oh.
And he should probably learn how to drive.
864-241-4318.
Yeah, this is to the Tacoma driver with the gay pride sticker on the back. He f***ing ass brake checking me while I'm trying to get my son to school. I go around you, and then you try to run me and him off the f***ing road. F*** you, motherfucker. You're lucky my son was with me. I ought have got out and beat your f***ing ass, you f***ing kid.
Wow. Yeah, people are big on that, man. I see it a lot, brake checking. I'm like...
You're just trying to start an issue.
Trying to annoy somebody?
It's like they're letting you know who's in charge, but that, or they want a new car, yeah, or want to not have to work for a little while. Like, what would you do? Hi, I'm John Quinones. If you were brake tapping and somebody creams you in the back, what would you do?
I'd be a little upset.
You'd explode if you're driving an old car.
If people like to do it, if you follow too close.
Oh, they'll just do it. I'm like, you're nuts. I do not, especially on 85. People do it on 85. I'm like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
You're either, I'm not making light of it, but you're either suicidal or you hate life so much that you're one of them daredevil types. Like, I don't care. Dill gaff, because I don't.
Guess what? I ain't going to lift up.
No. I can use a new front end, so I'll hit you.
I'll pit you. I'll nose you out of the way. I'll
slide
job.
I don't have car insurance, so how about that? You know? I do. I really do.
I hope you do.
I'll give you the old slide job Jones. As soon as we hit the turn.
All right.
I'll slingshot in front of you.
What are we going to hear now?
Well, we got neighbor issues. And this guy probably needs to live by himself.
Oh.
Like, not just by himself in the house, but like no neighbors.
I can relate to neighbor issues, so I want to hear this.
Well, his
neighbor. Poor you. Yours was trying to fillet you that night.
You really
was.
You're
like, oh, I hate my neighbors. Hey, you may do this for you for free?
Now, I don't have neighbors offering me that.
Yeah, no one's ever offered me that. No. I mean, not like a stranger. Well, yeah.
Not even the lesbians that live near me.
Not a neighbor, where it's convenient.
That was this lady's son that grew up and came back and told me that, which was very weird.
How old, though?
20-something.
Well, he and his son still. I mean, he's a son, but not a baby son.
He's been thinking about it for a long time, though.
Yeah.
It was weird.
This guy does not need neighbors. 864-241-4318.
Yeah.
No,
she probably could have done that one better.
Neighbor, if you have a bag pissant neighbor like I do, suckers always got to have a one up on everybody in the hood. You know, get the out of the neighborhood. That'd be the best one up he could do. Get the out of there, man. You're a piece of shit. Nobody likes him. He always got a hot rod. He's tearing up the road. Cops are being called all the time because his music's too loud. It looks like Shrek. Pain in my balls, and I just wish to, you know, the f***er would disappear. Just go away, man. Move, motherfucker. Simple. Bullshit neighbors. You'd be lucky in your whole lifetime you get a good one.
That is true.
That.
Yeah, I've had worse than I've had good, to be honest. Yeah, not war, but just problematic ones that were like too neighborly.
No, they knock on your door.
They talk to you from the porch. all the time. You'd be like looking out your peripheral to see if they're on the front porch so you can run out and get your mail and run back in the house so you don't have to talk to them.
Man, my old neighbor Vince, probably the best one I ever had. Shout out Vince.
Bingo Bill.
Vince. He'd walk around without his shirt and drink a lot of beer.
Yeah.
And I would do the same.
Yeah. That was Vince Papali he was talking
about. My neighbor parks in my space. Invincible. And I got really pissed one night because I had a lot of groceries and I went shopping and I didn't want to park way down the road and carry my bags one at a time into my place.
Right.
So what I did is I parked right behind him, my parking space. I have two of them and they take both of them. So I parked there for a minute to unload my stuff and she came out all pissed off like, you need to move your cart. I go, let's talk. You're parking in my space, both of them, and I'm nice and I've never complained and you're talking to me like that. You need to go in your house, little girl, before I slap you.
God. And tell your son to quit trying to, you know, give me favors.
Yeah. Did you tell her that?
No, it was a different person.
Oh.
But I did say, you need to get out of my face before I slap you because I'm in no mood. No mood to talk to anybody.
Wow.
God.
Angry Paige's fine.
She said, you better move your car because I got to go. And I go, I'm going to unload my stuff and then you can leave because you're in my space.
That's what he said.
I know. Like I said, euphemism. You're talking about really, really
I'm
stuff.
Sorry. It's inconvenient for you, but you know.
You think you could have beat her ass though in real life?
Probably. I was mad.
Yeah.
She usually wears a lot of rings. You know, she'll get them.
For real. If Paige just like Ric Flair chops you, like literally, it's going to look like Wolverine tried to high five you. Like it's. Not, I was doing sound effects, not of you Monday, but of you slapping someone.
And I've been, you know, like I didn't care because my other car's in the shop. And I just said, okay, you know, they can use it while nobody's parked there. But now they're taking both of them.
You have to have one car per home you have. So for her mountain house, she has this. For her Greenville house,
she portfolio has this. Is rapidly growing.
I'm going to have to get like another vehicle when I get my beach house.
God, you know what? Let's take a break on that.
That was my great grandpa invented chewing gum.
So I can go out and jump in front of a car real quick.
On the I know.
And
let's go have a race, Fat Boy. Let's see which of us can kiss a moving car from the side of the road. Well, free kisses for moving cars. 864-241-4318. More of the FOF line next.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Gal. This is like when everybody was doing drugs. Everyone.
I know, the good old days.
Yeah, I mean, like, everybody. School teacher, bus driver.
Do your assignment. I'm going to get in the desk here to see if I can find what's going on.
I mean, you had to be on something to dance that damn fast and stuff.
I'm on too little in my desk here.
Like, how much drugs were Batman and Robin on when they were doing the TV show? Adam West and Burt Ward.
That had to been a lot.
I mean, that was... If you go back and watch that, I think it was in 67 or 68, the original Batman TV show, the one that's in color. That was drug-fueled, man.
I think it's on Peacock.
The colors, yeah, it might be, because I actually watched one, because I had this, you can kiss my ass for laughing if you do. If you don't laugh, I appreciate you. Back over Christmas, I was like sentimental or whatever, so I started watching like... stuff I liked when I was a kid, so I started watching Scooby-Doo, like the original ones from 1969. And I bet you think you didn't know they were in the 60s. The first year was 1969.
Was Casey Kasem doing it the whole time?
God, I have no idea. He did a lot of them. But then some episode of that reminded me of the aforementioned, and I was like, oh, let me go watch this. And I was like, man, maybe I'm an adult now, just looking at it through a set of different glasses. Because I was watching it with my sunglasses on. But I was saying, I was like, yeah, this is absolutely drug-fueled. Just they were dancing. They had Batman surfboards. Like, how silly that looked. It wasn't silly. It was tongue-in-cheek, drug-fueled.
A freaking Lion King had sex in the cloud. The word.
Yeah, well, they had a dangling in the castle on...
They had a lot of those over the years.
Oh, well, I didn't mean that particular castle or those dinglings. It just looked like the male penis was one of the capulets of the...
it's shaped like that.
The castle.
Yeah.
So,
anyway. Ursula was a lesbian, too, so there you go.
Sweatall was Ursula?
Yep.
That girl with the long hair?
They gave you a variety. No, she was the short... Remember, I think Melissa McCarthy played her in the live-action Little Mermaid.
Who let down her hair?
Oh, yeah, the
Rapunzel?
The one with snakes in her hair?
Tangled.
That was Medusa.
No,
hold on.
Wonderblaze.
Rapunzel, let down your hair so I may climb. Right? Didn't that dude climb up her hair?
Was that Rapunzel? I know the story. I can't remember.
I'm Mandela affecting. I'm looking it up right
now.
Who was Rapunzel?
She lived in a tower.
She's like, that's not my head hair. But she can still climb it.
It's her armpit hair. Like, Rapunzel.
When I get up there, we're going to cut it.
Aha!
And he climbed.
You can kiss my ass, and you can kiss my ass, and people that are probably going to text.
I think I have before.
Well, again, do it. Rapunzel was a young girl with unusually long hair,
yes,
locked in a
was.
Tower by a witch who fell in love with a young prince. The hell you did?
Tower of Babel.
She was in a tower.
Must let her hair down so he can use a ladder.
Yes, to come
to
up.
To climb.
The prince.
Well, I was right.
And he was a frog, okay. The prince.
Okay.
Nope. No,
Rapunzel, you're thinking of Rapunzel. Let down your hair.
You're thinking of Prince Charming.
She lives with seven horny midgets. Too.
You know what's funny about that is, oh, now Dopey. They always said Dopey meant because he was kind of slow or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then we think dope meaning like that thing. Yeah. Do you know the German version of this? Is a very little known fact. The German version of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, Dopey's name was Toki.
Toki? Like so, Gumby's horse?
Like Toke from Smoke.
Toke from Smoke.
Gas, grass, or ass?
That's my horse, damn it.
Anyway.
gas, grass.
It's true. Also, Mickey Mouse is known as like Mouse Pig over there. with their P-I-G-G. Sure, strange.
Well, don't ever
don't ask why I was reading stuff in German. All right.
Don't ever get a Disney World with that attitude.
I'm going to work third shift making cars, guys.
Here's a, remember he called yesterday, P1 dog turd ass bitch?
Oh, yes. The, has the a hard time cussing.
Cuss?
Yeah.
Oh, we can't wait to hear it.
Well, he said he was going to call back. Well, he didn't call back. But we had somebody call to leave a message for him. And that's this dude right here.
864-241-4318, the FOF line.
Good morning, Rise Guys. This message is for P1, dog turd ass bitch. And I would just simply like to say, shut the f*** up. Ooh. Life ain't fair. Life will never be fair. You ain't got no reason to be bitching about somebody slacking off. Because guess what? The world is full of f***ing slackers, and we just gotta f***ing deal with it. Take the titty out your mouth and be a f***ing man. Handle your s*** and be a f***ing man. That's all I got to say. What you gonna do when this trucking company starts giving you load after load after load? Are you gonna cry like a little bitch then? Jesus. People, man. F***ing people.
I'll tell you, that's a guy right now.
He didn't say kitty.
If I had some kind of AI generator in my brain says, what's that guy look like? I could not tell you.
No.
Could not tell you what that guy looks like. I'm usually pretty good at that.
I think he's medium build.
Well, I wasn't thinking of that at all.
Could have been a 15-year-old kid for all we
That's
know.
What I'm saying, man. Like,
he didn't seem like...
And then the one earlier, I meant to go ahead and tell this story. The one friend that I have still has one in high school, a son. I saw that kid the other day. You could have told me he was 25, 26 years old.
And he fail a lot?
He's a senior. No. Oh. He's just tall.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I mean, grow them taller now. You noticed that with young men?
Yes. Like,
it's the hormones, man.
I'm serious.
Even
like,
the sperm are
giant
bigger.
Children.
Yeah, Jared is taller than you.
Tell him to slow down. Does he drink a lot of milk?
Yeah.
I covered that with milkshakes.
He's got a free cow.
864. Yeah, that was, I mean, you're right. Life ain't fair and the world is mean. You're right. I believe Sturgill said that.
This is, this guy says Mike is the worst boss in the world.
Mike. What's Mike's last name? Hunt?
I had to delete it entirely.
Oh.
But we left the city he lives in. So Mike from Gaffney, you bad boss, you.
Mike from Gaffney. He's playing the peach industry.
I do better. Boss better.
86. You know, I like that it gets back to people just calling out their boss man or boss lady or boss person. Because when it was just like road rage traffic or...
To get a road rage call on, you have to like really just lay into somebody promo style.
Yeah, or like not cuss well or something. You know, you get all fumbled and everything. But I'm glad when people are like, because you know what? When you don't let it out, and I'm not saying this from any personal point of view because I don't live with nobody, or do I do grammar very well. But if you get in your car at the end of the day and you get in there and you're steaming pissed off and then you hit that traffic and you steaming pissed off, then when you get home, you're going to be steaming pissed off on your family.
Well,
I know you're like, well, why is it steaming and it's a weird complex of oxygen and hydrogen.
This reminds us of being kids and the first time you discover that. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
What?
The steam coming off it.
What are you doing it outside?
Yeah, in the cold.
What are you doing?
God.
When you go camping, like in Scouts.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't mention that now. I thought you were talking about it steaming in the house.
No.
I'm like, would you take a dump and a walk?
If it's steaming, you better go to the doctors because your body temperature's bad.
God almighty, here's this.
This message is for Mother and Mike in Gaffney, South Carolina. You wonder why you can't keep any good workers. It's because you don't pay the good ones. How you going to let somebody have the same job title and tell the other guy, oh, don't worry about the work he's doing. He don't make as much money as you. What kind of is that? Grow the you greedy, fat f***ing bastard. Hope you have a nice f***ing life f***ing somebody out of their money. Everybody told me you wasn't nothing but a f***ing crook. I guess we found out the damn hard way, didn't we? Congratulations, Mike. Ass for a f***ing year.
And the award goes to...
Oh, that's a callback.
Yeah.
Yes.
That actually might be a real award, though. SH of the year.
Yeah. That's...
I saw that on a few girls' Instagrams, I believe, bios.
Oh, really? Probably on OnlyFans. That's an award you get.
Is that a local award?
It looks like this is one of those YouTube awards, but it's not. You turn it upside down, and it looks like something else.
Is that a Best of the Upstate award? Best SH in the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You'd win 100% of the vote. Actually, you take good care of it. No, I'm just kidding. You're talking about your attitude.
See the, see the Michael Jordan of...
Two different ways to take that. I want to go back to his call, though. So he's he says, "Is Mike is the owner, so he's pissed at Mike because a person that makes the same amount of money as he does, meaning the guy that called.
Evidently, Mike's crookeder than an old man's gimmick.
So let's say that this guy's a manager, but this guy's just the lead, or he doesn't have a title. He's the lead foreman. This guy's just Tony. And but they both get paid the same. And lead guy is not doing as much because he's got jurisdiction because he's kind of the boss of that area. So that guy's like, look, we make the same amount of money. Work hard, like me. Mic drop.
Yeah.
Boom.
I guess, that does suck. When you're working hard and the people with you are not, or the person with you are not,
if you
or
work
the team.
There and you thought that you worked hard and then somebody just rolls in and does nothing and gets something.
It creates a lot of dissension, for sure.
Yeah, but I was going to say that normally it goes on the people. Let's say if we found out, I don't want to use that example. Let's just say that three of us were mad at the company about something, and we've never been.
Nope. Really haven't.
But if...
I'd pay to work here.
But we are sitting here, we're mad at something they've done to us with a rule or whatever. Again, we've never had issues with the company, but if they did, we would end up infighting in here.
Yeah.
Because we'd say, well, what are you mad about? You get another extra week of vacation, which we get equal. I'm just using it as an example. And it would never, it's like the same thing the government does with us. We sit here and argue in the streets, but the people who make the decisions, they'll get it online, but they don't suffer.
I don't like that glass half full, just to be devil's advocate. Like, just stop it. I don't need to hear it. Like, I don't, like, well, let me have a moment where I can be mad.
People don't know how to talk sometimes. I mean, or they know, like, a good example is, again, it's like reading comments when my mom passed. It's like you got thoughts and prayers, you got our condolences. Because people don't know, like they know, I want to show you that I care, but I don't know nothing I can say here is going to make you feel any better. It's just the fact I'm letting you know that I care, and I'm not really comfortable talking about it, so thoughts and prayers with your family.
Yeah.
And it feels overused, but some people just don't know how to say it, and that's the go-to. And at least they damn took the time to actually take 10 seconds out of their day to type that, you know?
I got a lot of comments. I got a lot.
She was well-loved. Both my mom, when my mom and dad passed, and, you know, I know it's in the, you know, but people referring to my mom and dad as upstate legends, like, that makes me feel awesome, you know, because of them being on the show and stuff. And my dad not paying taxes.
Great memories.
Oh, God.
Well, he had a bad accountant. He had a really bad accountant. He left this world. He couldn't take it with him because he owed.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You want to take a little break?
Yeah, I guess we talked that out of that one, didn't we?
We got some feedback on Prom Mom coming up.
Oh, Prom.
Fat Girl Prom Mom.
Yeah.
You know, like, is she a great big fan person going to prom?
Dude, we didn't do mail sack this week. We'll do it Monday. There's a ton about that. Just a ton. Like, a lot of them from women saying, like, you're a woman. We're supposed to stand
support
together.
Each other.
You know, like, so, okay. 864-2. How many are we going to, let's set a goal next.
That's tough because I got like 8 of them here.
We're going to do as many as we can. I'll talk very little coming up next. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Ow! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I'm glad I did it that way. I was sitting here testing out a new Mattman's Conspiracy Mystery on Fatboy, and he solved it on the first guess. I'm like, well, hell, that ain't no good then.
I almost came over there and got you for lying.
No, you're really good. You're good. So it's not conspiratorial enough.
I'll give you Diddy treatment. You kept on.
I hope you mean my dad and not.
Not the.
Oh, of course. I was going to give you a hug. I wasn't going to cover you in baby Earl and urinate upon you.
Take pictures.
Not for take free pictures. Anyway.
You want some talk about old prom mom, some feedback from old prom mom?
Oh, yeah.
The FOF line, people love it, especially when you're in a good mood. Yeah, generally, a Friday is a good mood, and when you hear this, it makes you value your life more, I feel. It does mine.
Did she say her name? I don't think she did, right?
I hear these road rage calls, and I'm like, thank God for my wonderful schedule of driving in so early and leaving before, you know. I'm just saying for the traffic part of
before
it.
Before it gets too crazy.
Yeah.
Because it does here.
It really does.
That day when the road was closed, I didn't even look left.
I drove right out, too. It was awesome. 864-241-4318. Fire on prom mom.
I'm listening to the All Advice Show, and this weird-ass, conniving bitch of a mom talking about his son. I have a son, too. And if my wife ever talked about my son like you are, I would probably call the police. You sound like you're sexually attracted to him, first off. It's just weird. You keep talking about his attractiveness and his cuteness, and
He's almost grown, and it's kind of weird. I'm surprised you didn't talk about his girthy or some weird. I don't know, something weird. You're weird. You're worried about looks and gossip. You need to go yourself. Like, I mean, yourself. Actually, think about it again, and then maybe reconsider. Because right now, you sound like a self-loathing, weird-ass mom, and you need to stay the away from your son.
Must agree, 1,000%
wow.
with most of that.
That word was
that last thing I would have not said.
But. That word was girthy, by the way.
Girthy. Was I right with the bleep? Was it like Woody Wood?
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's weird to say, you know. But anyway, yeah, it did sound. But that's what it's another thing moms do. Like, I can remember with Hey Baby, I'd go in there. You need to get that beard trimmed, and I said,
too long.
I like it like this. Well, I don't. I don't like it like it. You need to. And then, you know, when my dad passed, she was like, "You're the man in my you're the man in my life now." I'm like, "That I know what you mean, but that sounds creepy, Mama."
Well, she'd have just punched you right in the mouth.
Right.
You ain't talking that to me.
That's my baby. Look at him all handsome over there. And I'm like, it's a different time now. You got to do that to a point.
You know, that's like.
She was saying her son was a 9 out of 10 going to the prom with a 2. I mean.
We're in that season now. To where, you know, dads are posing with their daughters at the prom pictures, and they're, like, you know, barely wearing anything. And the dad's like, look at my daughter. And then, oh, they're looking.
Another fun thing is I am, you think I'm in the CIA, but I can look at body positions and body language and tell if dad is cool with the guy she's taking. I can always tell.
Oh, because, is he in the middle if he's not cool with it, or?
I can't say it on the radio.
Oh, okay.
I reveal it at my master talk this weekend.
It's your master class.
No, it's dad.
They're just cool with them being half naked, though.
You can just there's a thing I'll tell you. I'll tell you off the air. You tell me if that's cool enough to say it on the air.
Hang on a second. We got a thing. For
no,
this.
But we got to play a bunch of calls, and now I'm going to get railroaded again. Not in a fun way, but in a way that.
I'll take the heat on this one.
Okay.
All right, hang on. So let's get this going.
That's why it's called teamwork, man. Yeah.
Dang it.
We voted not to say that.
I hate saying that, too.
Well, I know. It's just an observation, but it's also...
You're 100% accurate, though.
People, if we were a TV show or like a visual thing, people could see my face and realize it... Not, but just hearing it or reading it in print is far worse. So
really
I
is.
Won't blog about it either.
No, boy.
But just look at prom pictures and just try to play that little game I do. It's fun.
Do you know what really sticks in this guy's balls, as the earlier guy would say? When you go to the car wash, but you don't pay for the wash, you go and illegally use the trash cans. Well, he called Amanda doing it. Amanda. You know who you are, Amanda.
Boston wrote about you.
What is she like putting her home garbage bags in there?
Evidently, she likes filling up the trash cans and not washing her car. Amanda.
At least when that lady hollered at me that time at QT for cleaning my car out, putting it in the trash can, she said, that's for cups and napkins. That's not to clean out your car. I'm like, by God, I'm giving them like $68 for gas. Ain't going in there and taking a piss so I can clean my car out.
Show me the sign, busybody.
I would never do both.
It doesn't say what kind of trash. That's
exactly right.
So you
if that was
any
true,
trash,
I'd drop a couple family members in there. 864-241-4318.
This you is for that big, fat, pig-faced, fat bitch Amanda to pull into the car wash to throw her 87 fast food bags away in the trash can and then proceed to leave without using the car wash despite the sign that says trash cans only for car wash customers. But this is not for that reason. It's because that fat stupid fat made her kid get out of the car, made the boy come to her front window as she handed fast food bags to him one by one because her fat and bitch ass couldn't get out of the car to throw her own away because she's a fat waste of life. So you, Amanda. And the reason that I know your name is Amanda is because Chick-fil-A put your name on the bag.
Oh.
You fat. So you, Amanda.
God.
And kid, I'm sorry your mama sucks.
Yeah, Amanda, you fat F.
Amanda.
I was like sitting there saying he works for this girl or something. How does he know her name?
Personal.
He dropped that.
He's not saying fat friend either.
Also, I thought fat shaming was not trending anymore. I thought that was
I guess everything is cyclical, right?
I know. I saw the other day that like dad bods is like all the thing now. I'm like...
I thought it was weird. The other call was referring to a underage person's girthy blank.
What world are we living in right now?
He said the word that rhymes with sock, too. That makes it worse.
Oh, no. I thought it was Woody Wood.
No.
Oh, God. That's worse.
I know. He put more vigor into it, right?
Yeah.
When you say the one that rhymes with sock.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Especially when you go hard on the end.
I got Paige turned on now thinking about it.
Yeah.
Just in general, not that scenario.
Right.
You know.
She's a big fan of Sir Spur.
Oh, she's itching to get out of here. She's got the Horny Mountain Lady weekend coming.
She wants
up.
To go get clucked.
Oh, yeah.
I wish.
Nobody wants to. I can't find anybody that drew me like a piece of 2x4.
Yet, she's
to get you
the
some
one.
Action this weekend.
See, she can't make up her mind. Do guys not hit on her, or is all she gets penis pictures?
Oh, God. If that's all I got, that'd be the worst thing.
That's an icebreaker for most men. Really hey, look, is. This is eventually what we're going to get to. You into this?
Is that like a greeting card? Because I misread it.
Should be.
Because
I just assume if you send them to me, you're sending them to everybody. Like, you know, like
yeah, you gotta
Christmas
cast,
cards.
You got to like, cast a wide net.
Like, you know, you're talking to
like Christmas cards. Paige prints them out and hangs them around her doorway at home.
That's like, you like the neighbor.
Yeah,
it does. I just figure if you're
it's
on...
It's like a climbing wall.
If you're on social media, like you're doing that to everybody and I'm not special.
Right.
If you got an inbox full of knocker pictures, oh, that'd be the worst thing in the world,
I
wouldn't
it? I don't send those out.
And they don't have to be good. They could be bad even.
God, remember the... we can talk about it now. Maybe we won't. The old bar where the DJ had the photo album up there of...
I saw a girl I went to school with in there. I'm like, oh, wow.
He's like...
Of girls that shows
at you. A legendary bar, former, but I won't mention it by name, in Greenville. That legendary bar. I mean, like our dads
is that
and everything.
Poinsett Highway?
I won't go any further. But you're on the same wavelength. He said, come up here, boys, in the booth. I want to show you something. And there was a book about yay thick, about the size of an old large print Bible. And it was a photo album. And from the 1970s to present day, there were women flashing their boobs. This guy had taken pictures and Polaroids.
That was the first time. Do you remember the second time we saw it?
Slightly like, not.
That guy was backstage at a wrestling show, and he brought the book with him.
He had it with him.
That is so weird.
It was weird. And what he also, Fatboy, like you said, found a girl that he went to high school with. But then he was like, you see this one right here on page 4? Flip. Here's your daughter.
Is that the same place where Hootie used to be all the time?
No.
I was eating Little Caesars backstage of wrestling, looking at naked women. It was awesome.
Let's think, I'll just say two words. Visually impaired. And that's all I'll say about that. Genius. It's Blind Horse, Paige.
It is
my
a
biz
effing Blind Horse.
I've never been there.
Oh. What?
Wow. I never went there.
Let's go today.
It's closed.
Can't.
Well, you can just go buy it, right?
They got them. The insurance people got them.
Take a picture of
the
door.
But they do.
Hey, bring it back. They're half off now.
I'll never experience line dancing there, ever. It's kind of sad.
What about if we open up a similar situation called the Deaf Donkey? You interested?
Oh,
we're doing
good.
A round of investors right now.
Banjos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. Let me think on that one.
241-4318.
That was a good one.
I give you 10% of the company for $5 million.
I was going to turn it into Redneck Shark Tank now.
No, we call it Carp Tank.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.